Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to Terrence Talks Travel, Uber Adventures. I'm your host, Terrence Epke. And in case you're listening for the first time, this show is all about adventure travel. It's meant for adventurers who have been there and done that, for wanderlusters who dream of having been there and done that, as well as for armchair travelers who never want to have been there and done that, but enjoy hearing about adventure travel. This particular show is meant mainly for those who think they've been everywhere and done everything. Wrong. During this show, I'm going to talk about a place that I guarantee that 99.9% of you have never been to, and that is North Korea. I didn't even know it was possible to visit North Korea as a tourist until I was researching another Terrence Talks Travel Uber Adventures episode called The 10 Toughest Countries to Visit. Of course, North Korea is at the top of that list. I learned that visas are almost never issued to Americans. But there are a few tour operators that have received permission from North Korea to bring a small group of tourists there for so many days and during select days of the year, et cetera, et cetera. And so out of these precious few companies, I contacted three of them that offer the North Korea itineraries, but not a one of them would speak about these trips on the air. Seriously, these tours are included in their catalogs. They're posted on their websites. They're publicly known, but these companies will not publicly promote them. When I asked why, I didn't get a good answer from anyone. Basically, just some mumbo-jumbo about it being a sensitive issue. So I think what it comes down to is these companies are scared that North Korea might misconstrue something said and decide to pull the plug. So I think they've erred on the side of caution, best not to say anything at all. I did, however, get some of these folks to share some information with me off the record. So I'm going to share with you what I learned on the DQ about traveling to North Korea. Here are five things you need to know about the Democratic People's Republic of Korea, DPRK, or North Korea, as we commonly call it. First and foremost, upon arrival, you must go to Mansudae Hill and pay your respects to their eternal president, Kim Sung, and his son, Kim Jong. Or rather, you will bow before their statues. Number two, you cannot go anywhere, and I mean anywhere, without an official guide. Number three, this won't be a problem, since there's only one hotel, and it's on an island, so that your contact with anyone besides other foreigners staying at the hotel is automatically restricted. Number four, you can go to the DMZ. If you don't know what that is, that's the demilitarized zone. And here you will see the North Korea soldiers facing the South Korea soldiers. And this is the only place where you will see these two sides together. That's at a place called the Joint Security Area, or JSA. And I think this would be a pretty cool sight, one army facing another army, so to speak, here. And believe it or not, you're allowed to take pictures of this scene. Number five, however, you cannot post those pictures or any other photos to your Facebook page or tweet about your visit or pin an image to your favorite Pinterest travel board or blog about your day or participate in any form of social media while you're there. But there are some other good things that you need to know I want to share with you today. Visitors will fly into Beijing, and usually you'll spend some time there in Beijing, and then you'll go on to Pyongyang, I'm sure I mispronounced that, Pyongyang. And that's in North Korea there. And then before you go, though, you need to allow plenty of time for the paperwork process that's involved, even, you know, with going with the tour group over to North Korea. The best time to go, and this is really the only time they'll offer the trips generally, is midsummer to mid-fall. And a typical package is anywhere from 9 to 14 days. Depending on what they're doing, like you may spend a day in Beijing, you may spend 4 days in Beijing, you may do other things. And again, that will affect your price. You can expect to pay anywhere from $5,000 to $10,000 for this kind of package and airfare. Okay. And so normally at this time I would tell you that I'm going to suggest a tour operator and that I will link to one on my site as well. But I'm not going to do that in this special situation out of respect for these tour operators' wishes not to be named in this public forum. However, I will say that you can go online and do a search and find out for yourself without too much effort. If that's something you're interested in, that's how you can go about it. Before we close, I did want to mention some unique things about this tour, because you might be wondering what is it that you see and do while you're there. And you do some unique things, as I'm sure you can imagine. And as I mentioned, of course, one highlight is definitely going to be going to the DMZ. And also during the summer, participants will enjoy a spectacular performance, I'm told it's a spectacular performance, of the Erang Math Games, which is all about bright colors and lots of movement and a huge, huge cast of performers. Actually, I'm told it's the largest number of performers in a single show in the world. So it's quite something to see, but that's not in the fall departures. That's only in the summer departures. And there are some uber cool ancient sites that you'll see, including temples and tombs. And there's a lovely national park and lots more stuff that visitors will get to explore and enjoy while they're there. And so I guess that's all I want to share about traveling to North Korea. I don't have anything, as I said, about it specifically on my site. I don't have any links or any content about it. But I do have hundreds of other free travel reports and resources. And you can also go to my site to subscribe to my weekly blog, Terrence Talks Travel. You can see my trip pick of the week. And you'll also find more episodes of this show. And so that's at www.terrencetalkstravel.com, and that is TerrenceTalksTravel, terrencetalkstravel.com. And so that's about all I have to say about this here now, but don't worry, I'll be back soon with another episode of Terrence Talks Travel, Uber Adventures, so stay tuned.